From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. November's not over, but the way things are looking, the only thing rivaling jumps in the stock market this month is the price of the digital currency Bitcoin. The unregulated form of online cash that is resistant to tracking is being explored in Congress. Some are concerned about the ease of using Bitcoin for money laundering and things like that, but still the price of a complex string of numbers that make up a single piece of the currency has soared. Tim Lee is following Bitcoin for the Washington Post. Hello, Tim.
Hi there.
So what is going on with Bitcoin? I mean, it's been happening all month. It's been jumping and jumping and jumping, right?
All month and for several years, actually. So if you go back to the beginning of 2011, one Bitcoin cost about 30 cents. By the start of this year, it was about $13, and now it's up over 1,000.
Why is it so, I guess, volatile?
Well, so I think it helps to kind of think about it as a tech startup that happens to also be a tradable currency. So there's this new technological platform that allows financial transactions without having to work with the traditional large banks. And some people think that that's going to open up new opportunities for new kinds of financial innovations. And if you believe that story, then in order for that to work, the sort of value of the currency has to expand to serve the larger market that people think will exist in the future. But there's still a lot of uncertainty about that. And so if you think it's not going to happen, then the currency is massively overvalued. And since people aren't sure which is correct, it kind of goes up and down over time.
And the other thing that's interesting is it kind of varies depending on which exchange you're looking at, right? Mt. Gox has it up over 1,000, but other places might not, right?
Yeah, and the reason for that, I think, is that Bitcoin isn't well integrated with the U.S. financial system yet, and so most of the big exchanges are overseas, and it's a little bit of a hassle to get your money. If, say, you've earned a bunch of money from trading, if you want to actually get your dollars back, often you have to go through some hassle. And so the normal arbitrage you'd expect to see where people would buy on one exchange and sell on the other is fairly difficult to do because you can't easily take your dollars out right away.
But I suppose that could change relatively soon, considering Congress is looking closely at this.
Yeah, so you certainly have a lot of interest from regulators that are actually surprisingly positive, given you've had a lot of press about Bitcoin being used for things like drug dealing, so you might have expected a lot of hostility from policymakers. But I think the Bitcoin community has convinced a lot of policymakers that this also has a lot of potential for promoting American innovation and in the economy, and so they got a pretty positive reception.
Tim Lee is editor of the Washington Post's tech blog, The Switch. Tim, thanks, man.
Thanks for having me on.